Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
So thankful for the Spirit of God comes to visit us in this place, follows us home, talks to us while we're in the kitchen, cooking, doing the dishes, whatever it is, puts things on our heart. I was thinking about the testimony that came last week, that somebody's going to make a move from Green Valley to Rio Rico. And this phrase, this little song came to my heart, that you will see a road in the desert. The way has been made clear. Now, I don't know who all that's for, and I'm not a songwriter, as others are in the house, but I sang that phrase all week. I would get in my car, I'd go to do an errand. There will be a road in the desert. The way has been made clear. So whatever desert, we think about the physical desert, we're in the desert, right? But those that are in a spiritual desert know that the way has been made clear.
Amen. Guys, this song talks about the communion that we have with God. And it really is a privilege that we have a friend in Jesus. It is. The ability to have somebody who walks with us through every single thing that happens in our life, regardless if it's your highest highs or your lowest lows, that He's always with you through every single part of it. As we come up to this season of just Thanksgiving and holidays and times with family, and just, it's one of the most important things for us to remember that God is the blessing in our life. He really is. It doesn't matter what you walk through, what happens, He's with you through every single part. The best friend that you could ever have, the Father that you need, He's every single thing that you need when you need it. I love where when He's talking to Moses, He tells him, I am the I am. Because He's your counselor. He's your doctor. He's the one who lifts your burdens. He's the joy giver. He's every single thing that you need. He really is. If you learn to have that communion with Him, that time to just listen to what He has for you, to go after the things that He has for you.
Can I just share that we never walk alone? We never walk alone. I came to this team 2 weeks ago, and I started on a Thursday night with a song I didn't know. And we just learned this song called Never Walk Alone. And during that time, Darren and I were going through a hard time because we had to put down our doggy on Friday. And so Thursday, I'm sitting here listening and learning this new song, I Never Walk Alone. And I felt led. I felt the Spirit with me. I felt His
Praise
comfort.
God. Thank you, Lord.
And we all learned that song for Sunday, and we sang it again today. And I can't thank God enough that through all of this, through all of our ups and our downs, we never walk alone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Feels so good to know You are my friend. We never walk alone, amen? It feels so good to know You are my friend. Ooh, hallelujah.
It feels so good to know You are my friend.
Are you thankful that God is your friend? Are you thankful that He's who He is in your life? Amen. Let's give Him a clap offering. Let's give him thanks. Just going, you raise your hands. You can say, Lord, we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, God. All that you're going to do, Father. We thank you, Lord, this morning. Father, have your way in this service. Continue, Lord, to flow. Continue, Father, to touch our hearts, Father. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, do you agree? Say amen. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving week. Amen. Are you ready? Yeah. Hey, let's try it all week long. Give thanks. I mean, most of you probably do every day and everything, but you know, there's sometimes things happen. Amen. Give thanks. Amen. Praise God. You guys know some, not everybody in the house knows about my Big O moment. Yes, a couple of years ago when I had a moment over at Big O, man, and I got a little upset and I let my voice come out. And you could tell I was upset. And when I got out, I could tell God was upset because he told me, he says, oh, nice job, Henry. And I said, oh boy. And I call it a Big O moment, but I have learned that God is in everything, give thanks. How many say amen? How many ever had a Big O moment? Man, none of you? Wow, that's crazy. That's cool, man. You're all, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to read out of Colossians today. Most of today's sermon is going to be out of Colossians. I mean, I love the book of Colossians. It's probably one of my favorite books, but the whole Bible is my favorite book. Amen. So it's not saying a lot, but it's saying a lot. Amen. Praise God. Colossians, the Apostle Paul break some things open that I really feel like God wants us to look at and to think about, because today we're giving thanks. This week we're going to be giving thanks to the Lord. And how many of you got turkeys? You planning on turkey this week? Anybody? Nobody? Yeah, everybody. Amen. Praise God. Yeah. How many ham? Any hams? Yeah. Any, what else do they do? Chicken. How about duck? Anybody got duck? No? Hallelujah. How about tacos? Anybody got tacos? No, yeah, Thanksgiving would be tacos. Thanksgiving for me, man. Praise God. I love my tacos, man. But they gotta be beef tacos. There's something about no turkey tacos, chicken tacos, fish tacos. No. Beef tacos. Amen. Yeah, come on. Hallelujah. I like my tacos with a little bit of beef and a lot of cheese. How many of you guys like cheese? Oh, I like a lot of cheese. I like lettuce, lots of salsa. Yeah. Anybody getting hungry? Praise God. Hallelujah. I am. I'm hungry. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, turn to the book of Colossians. I'm going to start with chapter 1, verses 16 through 19. And the sermon today is called Give Thanks. Amen. Just give thanks. In everything, give thanks. That's what our power verse says. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. How many say amen? If you're not sure about what God's will is for you right now today, this scripture for sure says it's his will that you give thanks. Thank you, Father. Thank you. How many wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Lord? How many say, this is the day that you have made, Lord? I will rejoice. I'll be glad in it. And in being glad, I'm going to give thanks. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So starting at verse 16, so the word of God says this, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in the earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. Praise God. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Praise God. This is a scripture that can be kind of hard for some folks to understand, and not really hard to understand, but hard to grasp. Because it says here that God, he says this, verse 16 says, all things were created by him. Amen? How many say amen? Everything. There was nothing that was created that wasn't created by him. That are in heaven, that are in the earth, the visible and the invisible things. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, or powers, all things were created by him and for him. It's kind of a hard to even think that God would create something that would go contrary to mankind. Isn't that right? But yet it says here, all things were created by him. Whether they be thrones, dominions, powers, whatever, whatever kind of powers, whatever kind of thrones, whatever kind of dominions, all things were created by him. Is that what it says? That's what it says. So it can kind of go against your thinking that you would think that God could actually do something that might come against mankind. But folks, he does that. Are you okay with that? Some of you might look at me like, no, I'm not okay with that. No, yeah, he does. I would just ask you, who let the serpent into the garden? Who created the serpent to get in the garden? God. God, why don't you just keep that guy out? Because he knew that the words that he spoke to Adam to take dominion, subdue the earth, unless there was something to take dominion over, there had to be this element of a push against what God had said to the man that was in the garden. How many say amen? There had to be something that would cause the man to obey God. If he had nothing to go against you, if the serpent would have never showed up to say, hey, Eve, guess what? Try this fruit. Where's it from? It's from that tree over there. Well, that's the one God said not to eat. Well, yeah, try it. Just try it. She gave it to Adam and said, try it. Try it. You'll like it. Amen? Yeah, he probably liked it. But it was disobedience. But something had to come against man. Amen? Something has to come against mankind so that mankind can display what God had placed within him. Is that okay with you? So in here it says that all things are created by him and for him. Everybody say for him. Look at your friend, look at your neighbor, say for him. All things are created for him. Look at your neighbor on the other side, you're created for him. Amen? Come on, hey, smile at him when you say that. You are created for him. Come on, hallelujah. All things created by him, and it says for him. Woo, hallelujah. That's good. That's good preaching right there. Yeah, it is. For him. Yeah, hallelujah. He's before all things. By him, all things consist. He's the head of the body. Who's it talking about here? It's talking about Jesus. Because we're going to go, Jesus is the head of the body. Is that okay? Trouble with this body, I'm not just this body, but trouble with the body of Christ on earth. Everybody wants to be the head. But God says he's the head. Is that right? He's the head. We're part of the body. Amen. Valuable parts of the body. Can you say amen to that? Every part is valuable. Amen? Come on, man. He's the head of the body of the church. And then it says, he's the beginning. He's the firstborn from the dead, that all things he might have this preeminence. Preeminence means the supremacy over all things. Can you say amen to that? One of the greatest things we can do is humble ourselves. How many say amen? Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and what will he do? He will lift you up, folks. Anytime you humble yourself before God, he's going to raise you up. The Bible says that his ways are higher than our ways. How many say amen? His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen? It seems like he's baiting us, saying, hey, you can't get to my thoughts, ha ha. You can't get to my ways, ha ha. No, he is trying to get us there, but he tells us how to get there. You know why you do it? You humble yourself in his sight, and he lifts you up. He brings you to his ways. He brings you to his thoughts. Hallelujah. The beautiful place to be. Ooh, hallelujah. Are you thankful for that? Are you glad for that? Hallelujah. Sometimes we got to rein ourselves in. Can you say amen to that? Whoa, I'm thinking I'm better than what I really am. Man, sometimes really we got to rein ourselves in. Sometimes We got to humble ourselves. Can I tell you something? That the more time you spend in God's presence, the more humbler you'll be. The more out of his presence you spend time out of his presence, can I tell you, you can get pretty snotty. Amen? Is it possible? Man, as a pastor, sometimes I look at, I feel like telling somebody, you know what? Why don't you just go pray? Why don't you just go get in God's presence and let it take it? Come on. Hallelujah. Are you glad that he has saved you? Are you comfortable with the fact that everything that happens to you, he knows about? Are you comfortable with the fact that everything that happens to you, he might have ordained for you? Are you comfortable with that fact? Are you comfortable that no matter what happens in your life, he is in control? Are you comfortable with that? Get comfortable with that. Hallelujah. Give him thanks. Amen. No matter what happens, give him thanks. How many of you got something to give thanks, God thanks about? Praise God. We're going to give you a chance just right now. I mean, say amen. Amen. I need a couple of mics up here. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's one mic. That's John. And there's the other mic. Hi, Mike. Hallelujah. So, hey, if you would just raise your hand. You want got something you want to give thanks for? Let's take a few minutes to, hey, tell us something. Give us. Ready, set, go.
We got one over here.
Good, man.
Mercy.
Yes. I'm not sure if it's, well, yeah, excuse me.
You can do it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not sure if it's thanks, but like Pastor John said this morning, there are no coincidences. Where's Shirley? Where's Steve? Ah, it started with them. It was their fault.
Yeah, come on, man.
We came down to Green Valley on Friday because she had basically said the movie was Friday. And we got to the clubhouse, and there was no movie. It was the wrong day. They had karaoke. And then, lo and behold, here comes another couple from the church. Steve and... Okay, them two. I'm bad at names.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm bad at... And I already forgot your names again. But they showed up. And then Brother Robert was there, too. And they were having a potluck. They had a buffet, and they said, don't be shy, help yourself and everything. But my husband was not comfortable. And the brother suggested that we go back to their house, and they fed us dinner. It was delicious.
Praise God.
But that was not the purpose. When we got there, Robert said, well, I don't know why you guys are here, but there's a reason for you guys to be here. Robert and Diane were there. Right. So then, Yes, yes, yes. And then they showed up. And then he kept nudging us. And then she was going to sing. And I wanted to listen to music. But no, God had another plan. He knew what Eddie needed. And when we got there, they fed us. And then afterwards... there was prayer, lots of prayer, short prayers, but meaningful prayers.
Yeah.
And he also prayed that Eddie's son is in the hospital, that Eddie's son would come by in a spirit. And it was confirmed because last night when we were in bed, I was awake, Eddie was sleeping. And then he turned around and he said, Mercy, Mercy. I said, what, Eddie? You're going to think I'm crazy. And I already knew what he was going to say, but I didn't know what his son came to him in the spirit to tell him. And his son just said, Dad. And Eddie thought I was going to think he was crazy. I said, no, Eddie, you're not crazy, because he came to me first. And he told me, take care of my dad. And I felt a peace. And I told Eddie, there is a peace here.
Praise God.
From the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, it was a cold shower. Mm. and I could feel the Holy Spirit. And there was peace, and I told Eddie, your son is going to be in peace. He just wanted to be loved. And he's going to be in a place where he's going to be loved now. People were neglectful. But his daughter also called him and told him we were not there for him. Let that be a lesson to all of us. But there are no coincidences with God. And on the way to church, my husband told me, I feel closer to God now because he can see how God is working in our lives since we came to this church. I left the other church and I told the pastor I needed a break. And when I got here, I didn't know they needed a drummer. And God closed the door and he opened another one.
Yeah, amen.
So thank God for the family of God and the brothers and sisters. Thank you for your prayers and your strength because we couldn't do it alone.
Amen. Praise
God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Anybody over on that side?
Yeah, we have one. But there is a movie this Friday at 6:30.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Hallelujah. Okay. Hello, family. I have a lot to be thankful for. I want to thank my dad and for my family and for Nancy and John and Rosie and Pastor Henry and family and Rebecca. You guys have all spoke words and Pastor Shirley and Pastor Stella. And as she said, you know, when she said, oh, it all started, and I don't know your name, but one day this lady approached me and she said, you need to look into this. And I did, and it started a journey of my life that has completely changed my life. And I'm very grateful. And so I want to say thank you to you for being obedient. So I'm thankful for obedience because you spoke a word and it sent me on a totally different trajectory in my life. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for forgiveness. Before I walked in here today, there was some chains of unforgiveness that I had with my sister, and I was able to give a phone call as before I walked in here. As I'm sitting here now, I can feel as almost though it's just a release, and so I'm so grateful for forgiveness.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for all you people that have been here, your family, and I'm just so grateful. Thank you so much.
Praise God.
From all my heart.
Sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hey, Liz.
Oops. First thing, I'm just so thankful for this church. My husband and I are both, there he is. We're both so very thankful for this church. We moved here 7 months ago, and this was the very first church that we actually came to, and we knew this was the church that we were supposed to be at. And we only visited one church.
Praise God.
One church. And we were supposed to actually go to another one, but we couldn't remember the name or anything. And then we came here, and we're just so, so thankful. I'm so thankful for Terry and Linda. I'm so thankful for Stella. I'm so thankful for Steve and Steve.
Man, Steve and Steve.
And just all of you. We're just so incredibly grateful. But the thing that I want to also say with Thanksgiving coming, how grateful I am for my husband.
Amen.
He is. The moving here was, how many of you know moving and trials and everything can be a test on a marriage, right? Amen. I'm so thankful that God got us here and that we are here at a show. So thankful. And I'm just... My husband is just through these last couple of years, it's been an incredible, incredible, it just experienced some loss, and he's been there through thick and thin. And just whenever anybody is ever going through, Marianne, a struggle in their marriage or whatever it is, remember the love chapter in 1 Corinthians. Yeah, is it 1 Corinthians or is it 2nd?
Yes, 1 Corinthians.
Is it 1st?
Verse 13.
Verse 13.
chapter.
That is the verse that will get you through anything.
So, come on. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Liz.
Glory to God. We have one over here. Steve.
I don't know how many of you have moved out of your house recently. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Got a few.
Okay. Well, even if it's been in the past 10 years, you know what a hassle that can be sometimes. You know, but God has made the way clear for me in three specific things that have happened. Most of them being financial, but I needed that backing from Father, and He did. I didn't have to worry. You know, when they say the peace of God that passes all understanding.
Come on, there it is.
That's the part that I got.
Praise God.
Because it doesn't make any sense sometimes, that peace that God can pour into you, surround you with, and He's given me that. I also am thankful for, I said it earlier today, a great team of people that work in this church. Pastors, the other Steve back here behind the board. There's just so many that have been a great help to me.
Praise God.
In the past several months.
Thank you, Steve. Good man.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Anybody else over here?
Everybody should have something to be thankful for.
Thanks.
Oh, see? I knew there was somebody.
I have one. Just one sec. You going to go first? Go ahead. 8 years ago, when we lived in California, my husband was hit by a car when he was riding his bike, and our lives have completely changed. It's kind of a long story how we ended up here in Green Valley, of all places.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But I'm so thankful because God had a job for me at La Posada, doing something I've never done before that I really enjoy. But, you know, we needed health insurance, so I'm really grateful. And I'm really grateful to Steve, who takes my husband to adult day care services every day at La Posada. That's a lot for him every day. So I appreciate you.
Praise Thanks. God. Amen. Praise God.
So I just want to come to my sister and tell her how much I love her and how much I appreciate her. When my family left me, she was there for me. She's been by my side, and I love her so much. I just want to say I love you and I appreciate you.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. There you go. Come on, Pastor Stella.
I just want to thank God for my family. I thank Him for my husband, my children, and my church family. I thank Him that beyond all, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And He has strengthened me to lead the women's. He has strengthened me to just be who God created me to be. And I just thank Him for everything.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Hallelujah. Oh.
I just want to thank God for my new family, for all of you, not only for my husband and my own family, for you, because you've been a wonderful family for me, my new family, not only my pastor. Thank you.
Thank you.
Henry, Stella. And all of you, you've been such a beautiful, wonderful family that I have, because my kids and my whole family is not here for me, but you've been such a beautiful family to me, and you've been so close to me since you've been helping me, holding me, and giving me the love that I need. And I really appreciate and thank you. And I thank the Lord every second and every minute that I have you in my heart for every minute that you call me and give me your love. And I thank God every minute. And I have you in my heart.
Praise God.
Thank you. Thank you of you.
Okay, this is the last chance for anybody on this side.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, you have one. All right. See, I know you'll be on this side.
Hallelujah.
I am so thankful that the Lord gave me the gift of music that I could share.
Amen. So are we.
And thank you. Yeah. I am just so blessed, and I give all the glory to God.
Praise God.
And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for my husband. He is a most amazing man.
Amen. Yeah.
And he is a godly man. And I just thank you, Lord, for him and all of you and this church and you, Pastor Henry, and you, Pastor John, and everyone else. I love you all.
Amen. Praise God.
And I ought to give thanks, too, to the Lord for giving me a wonderful wife.
Amen.
And I am blessed to have my two grandchildren here today.
Come on. Praise God.
And I just... You know, I tell my wife this all. I don't know how anyone can live their life without having the presence of God in them.
That's right. Amen.
I mean, to me, it's impossible to have hope. And I mean, God's given me hope and joy and peace. And I just praise God for that.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Steve. Go ahead.
I just wanted to. Did you have something to say? Okay. Get over here.
Okay.
Or I can go over there if you like.
No, I just want to thank God because of his goodness and kindness and his amazing love. I came to this church by a friend. She's not here, but she told me about it and about Pastor Henry that was her brother's friend. So I came looking for the church. She didn't know where it was. So I came driving and driving and driving until I saw a pillar. She had sent me a picture of a pillar only. So I saw that pillar and I said, this must be it.
Oh boy.
So I took the number and I called Pastor Henry. And I am so grateful for this church, for every single one of them. Pastor John, Pastor Henry and his family, and Brother Steve and Shirley. They've been amazing, amazing help in my life, my daughter's life. And Sister Stella for having those amazing ladies' Bible studies. And for all my special friends here, thank you so much.
Amen. Hallelujah.
What I wanted to comment on was that as I listened to everyone, you know, thanking, there were certain names that are mentioned, you know, Steve, Terry, Randy, whoever it is, there are names that are really evident in your life. You know, it's not just the guys that stand up here. There are people that somehow have touched your heart in some form or another. And I think, you know, when we step up and we say thank you to those, doesn't have to be on a public place. Just one day, go up to them. And thank that person that spoke into your life. Let him know how important it was for that moment. Because guess what? God's using every one of you guys here today. Every one of you has something that God has given you that you can give to someone else. That's how we're going to make it in this world. We support each other. We hold on to each other. But we know where that strength and whatever it is, wisdom, whatever it is that we need for that moment, we know where it comes from.
Yeah.
And so thank you to all those names that were mentioned, but thank you to all those names that weren't mentioned.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. God bless you guys.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. So if you're thankful, just raise your hands to the Lord right now and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many of you are thankful to God for him? Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that in this world, we'll have tribulation. Do you guys know that? Can I tell you, that's probably a promise that none of us like want to say, no, that's okay. I don't want to take that. But Jesus told that, but don't worry because I've overcome what? The world. He says you're going to have tribulation because, folks, like I said in this first part, trouble actually trains us and teaches us. How many say amen? It really does. Some of the greatest things that God has spoken in my heart came because I was at where I didn't think I could get up. And God came and he spoke to me and he quickened me and he caused me to rise up and be a man of God, I guess, if you will. Gave me a confidence that what he tells me, he said, Henry, just make sure you give him what I give you. And that's it. Don't try to make stories. Don't try to do anything up, but just give him what I give you and you watch. Let me do what I want to do with him. I believe it's important that men and women of God have a direct connection with God where God is speaking to them directly. And I will tell you, God might say something to you. He says it to you for a reason, and it will come. You'll know the reason exactly why he said it to you, even though when he said it to you, you didn't know. Isn't that okay? I say that, I've said this before many times. There was a young lady in my youth group, and she was telling me that she was telling me about her boyfriend. How many boyfriends, girlfriends? How many guys? Anyway, it's one of them things. She was telling me about her boyfriend, because I asked him, well, why doesn't he come to youth group? Well, I'm trying to get him to. Well, maybe you shouldn't be with him. Oh, she didn't like that. But she did say, after our conversation, as she was walking out, I told her, Leanne, whatever you do, don't smoke. She turned around. She goes, I'm offended. What do you mean, don't smoke? I don't smoke. I've never smoked in my life. I don't like smoke. I'd never want to. And I said, hey. But what I said, I didn't realize why I said it. Later on that weekend, that young man tried to take her to a party and they were trying to get her high. And she said the whole time, all I could think, she goes, the whole time, she came in crying on Sunday telling me, the whole time, all I could think of you saying, Leanne, don't smoke. Leanne, don't smoke. See, there's a reason why God will put a word in your heart. Is that right? So be ready to release it when it's time. Say, you'll sense it. You'll feel it. It'll come up. And all of a sudden, here you go. As a youth pastor, I used to come out and talk to my kids. But now as a pastor, it's coming out more out of the pulpit of what God is saying to me. This is what I want you to say. This is where I want you to go. That's okay. And he says, tribulation. We're all going to have tribulation. Aren't you excited about that? Come on, everybody. Get up and clap. Turn around and say, praise God. We're going to get some tribulation this week. Amen? Hallelujah. No, man. Can you bring that scripture up? I think it's, what is it? What did I tell you? Matthew 16? Oh, yeah. John 16:33. These things I've spoken to you that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. And then look what it says right after that. Be of good cheer. Come on, man. Right? God, you're crazy, God. What are you talking about? Be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. I want you to look at this something just real quick. Strong's, the word for overcome is nikeo. You got that? Nikeo. Overcome means to subdue, conquer, overcome, prevail, get the victory. It's actually from the word Nike. Everybody say, how many got Nikes on? Nike. And maybe that's why they called it this, because it means conquest. But better than that, it says means of success. Means of success. He says, you're going to have tribulation. But I am your means of success. Do you understand that? That's what he is. He is what you need. I believe that the kingdom of God is in the earth today. How many of you say amen to that? I believe we are living so sub-level of what we should be. Can I say that to you? Are you okay with that? Because the kingdom that we're seeing on the earth right now doesn't even seem like the kingdom what Jesus brought on the earth when he came. Can I say we're a little sub-level? But God is bringing it up. Can I say that to you? We are in a kingdom that's right now. His effect on you is right now. Can I say that to you? This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because today is the day. Today is the day he can't do nothing about yesterday. Can't do nothing about tomorrow. Amen. But today, right now, you can do something about today. today is the day. And then tomorrow when it gets here, you're going to say, today is the day. Amen? We have to be living in an expectation of what God wants to do in our lives. Can I say that to you? Can I tell you that's how faith works? It works because you live in an expectation of what God is getting ready to do in your life. Is that okay? Ooh, hallelujah. So spending time with him is a good thing. Can I say that? I give thanks to what God has done for me. Do you give thanks for that? That he has opened the door so that he can get you into his presence. He's removed the barrier. Is that right? Well, let's go to Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. This is what it says. Giving thanks to the Father, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. He's made you fit. Who has delivered you from the power of what? Darkness. Is that right? He's delivered and he's translated you into the kingdom of his Son. Do you understand that? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Can I say that to you? The reason God says for you to forgive is because that's what the kingdom is like. It's full of forgiveness. Nobody is exempt. Is that right? God has forgiven you. That's why he says forgive. That's why he tells you to forgive. That's why you need to walk in a way with your brothers and sisters that in forgiveness. Hallelujah. Oh, man. He desires that you walk just like Jesus. Just like Jesus. Let me say amen. Giving thanks to the Father for his Son. Can you tell him, thank you, Lord, for sending your Son. Thank you, God, for sending Jesus. I don't know where I'd be without Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Amen? That whosoever believes in him would not perish, but would have eternal life. I'm one of those whosoevers. How many of you are in here? How many of you? I saw Tom's hand go up quick. Boom. I'm one of them. I'm a whosoever. I believe. Amen? Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 1, verses 20 through 22 says this. having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth, things in heaven. Where are you standing right now? On earth, right? He has reconciled you by that blood. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death. And here it is, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in the sight. Do you see that? Can I just say that to you right now today, that you are holy, unblameable and unreprovable in his sight? Can you say amen? He already paid for you. Your sins are washed and washed and washed. They are washed away. Amen? As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Is that correct? Hallelujah. And then what you've done, he's tossed what you've done and his memory of what you've done into the sea of forgetfulness. Is that okay? That's what the Word of God tells us, that he forgets. Hallelujah. Any of those things. And all he sees right now is the glory of his Son living within you. Is that okay? Come on, man. You're so much more than what you think. Amen? It is a cause of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He has positioned you wonderfully in his sight. Amen? Hallelujah. Colossians 1:23 says this. If you continue in the faith, and it goes on, but I'm just going to use that piece right there. If you continue in the faith. The Bible tells us to try ourselves to see if we're still in faith. Is that right? It tells us, test yourself. Look at yourself. See what you're saying. Sometimes what you're saying with your mouth doesn't doesn't add up to what God is saying with his word. Can you say amen to that? Yeah, sometimes it doesn't fit. Whatever you're saying doesn't fit with what he's saying about you. Folks, can I just say this to you? As long as you continue in the faith, stay in the faith. Faith is a substance of things what? Hope for, and it's evidence of things not seen, right? Substance of things what? Hope for. Can I tell you, sometimes an injury can go for a long time, is that right? But it talks about how faith is a substance of things hoped for, and it's evidence of things not seen. It's evidence of invisible things. Is that right? So it's almost like an oxymoron. Is that right? It's evidence of things not seen. Well, you can't see it, so how can it be evidence? Well, it's evidence of things not seen. Well, what are you saying? It is something that you, evidence is in your heart, and you see it with your eyes of what? Faith. You look at it with eyes of faith. Whatever's going on in your life, you look at it with eyes of faith. I've got a granddaughter that is going through some things. As much as I don't like it, I still have to rejoice in the Lord. I still have to give him thanks. God, thank you for that. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. God is a healer. Do you know that? How many know that? Is that right, Venice? God is a healer. He is a healer. He's always been a healer. He's never backed off. He's always been a healer. Always. But we will let people talk us out of some of these things. Watch this. Colossians chapter 1, 26 through 28. Hallelujah. Oh, no. There's a scripture in chapter 2. I'm going to read it to you. It's verse 8. It says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy, vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world or the principles of the world, and not after Christ." Be careful. Be careful. Because God's always been a healer. He has always been a provider. That's his provision for you. Healing is a provision for you. Health is a provision, provision, provision. God's kingdom is alive and well, and he operates in his children by faith. So much faith that he doesn't call you to make up your own faith, to build your own faith. Because the disciples, you remember when Jesus said, when the disciples asked Jesus, "Lord, increase our faith." And God, if you look at that, you're going to see that Jesus didn't really answer him. He, it's almost like he's sidetracked, because the faith that he's bringing to you belongs to him. It's his faith. In Galatians, it says, "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet it's not I that live. It's Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who dwells in me, who died for me and gave himself for me." Hallelujah. It's his faith. Herein is a mystery. Is that right? It's a mystery that God would pick you or me. Now we're going to say it's a mystery to you guys that God would pick me. Isn't that right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to pick you? You? No, not you. All these beautiful people. Yeah, but not you, Hank. No way. It's a mystery. Why? Watch this. Here's this mystery. This is Colossians chapter 2 verses, I'm sorry, chapter 1 verses, where am I at? Chapter 2:26-28. "Even the mystery which has been hid from the ages, from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among you and among the Gentiles, which is," I love this, "Christ in you." Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you. Christ in you. Christ in you. This is the reason why Jesus would say, my sheep know my voice. Why? Because I dwell in you. Is that right? You know when you're going the wrong direction, don't you? Do you not know? Do you not know? You know when you're going the wrong direction. Why? Because Christ within you. You know when you hurt somebody's feeling. Why? Christ's within you. You know when God says to you, you need to go tell your wife you're sorry. Yeah, well, she needs to learn. No, you need to learn. Amen. Christ in you, inside of you. I don't know, inside. Para dentro? Is that the word? Para dentro. Say it in Chinese for me, please. Now, inside. He's inside of you. Inside. He's in you. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. He walks with you wherever you go. He sees whatever you see. He hears whatever you're thinking. He knows the things about you that you don't even know. He knows how many hairs are on your head. I like to say that because John, Pastor John is a... He knows everything about you. He lives in you. He's worthy of all the thanks, all the glory, all the honor. Folks, I believe that God is raising up a most incredible and incredible body that's in the world today. It is a body of unity, a body not of condemning and all this other stuff, all that other stuff that goes along with certain things that are contrary to God's word, and people can walk in it for a while. But I believe that God is beginning to touch hearts like he hasn't touched them before in a way that is building this kingdom for a visible manifestation of this kingdom on the earth. And it's not, folks. It's not something you pick up in school, you pick up, and it's nothing. It comes out of your prayer closet. Can I tell you that? It's out of your prayer closet. It's when God talks to you and speaks to you, says, well, Rosie, I want you to make Henry tacos tonight. And she goes, come on, God, amen, hallelujah. How many? A dozen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. I had a call from my neighbor the other day. I would say maybe a month and a half ago, I went over to his house and mowed his grass and everything. Because, you know, this year, the grass has gotten real high. I went over and I mowed his grass. Him and his wife have been a little sick. Been praying for him. He called me a couple of days ago. He goes, Henry, I just want to tell you something. What's that? I went outside and I looked around. I go, man, the yard looks good. He goes, Sally told me that you come over. He goes, I just want to thank you. That was a month and a half ago. But he's barely noticing. But I will tell you, my father notices. Can I tell you, there's things that you can do that nobody needs to know about. Nobody needs to care. Nobody needs to know. I think those are the things that God really says, yeah. Because you do them whether anybody sees you or not. Because you're thankful to a God that has taken you and put you in a position. Glory to God. So can you be thankful for who he is in your life? Have you forgot to tell him thanks when things go wrong? Have you forgot? Yes, sir. Absolutely. Come on. I thought you were waving at me, bro.
I'm waving at you. You know, it's the will of God to be thankful in all seasons, at all times. Yeah. And I need to thank the Lord for letting me have my wife for 43 years.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know, I've gone to church for 43 years with her, and it's really hard now to come here. I'm in a season where I'm at a high, but then I'm also in the deepest low. Mm-hmm. You know, but God wants us to continue to be thankful in all things. And I just wanted to share this time because she just passed this year, and I wanted to tell the Lord, thank you for giving the gift, because all good things come from her, from heaven.
Yeah.
And I wanted to have closure and thank the Lord for letting me share her life while she was here. Okay, God bless.
Thank you, brother. God bless you, man. It's called a sacrifice of praise, amen? A sacrifice. Why, when something goes wrong, you tell God, I want to just praise you for this. You lay that sacrifice on the altar and you say, Lord, burn up the sacrifice. Because it can be hard. But yet God tells us, right? He tells us, in everything, give thanks. He tells us that. For this is his will concerning you. Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. I already read 8. I'm going to read it to you again. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Verse 9 says, for in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. I want you to look at that scripture. And just, in Jesus dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And Paul told us just a few verses before that, that he dwells in us. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwells in you. It's not whether you've got gifts. It's not whether you have been given a gift, and his name is the Holy Ghost. He dwells in you. He is the gift. He's the one with all the words of knowledge. He's the ones with, I mean, it's not you, it's him. He's the one. And when you begin to give him thanks for that, when you begin to recognize the fact that he's giving you words to speak when you didn't know what to say. Hallelujah. When you recognize that, you'll say, for sure, I died with Christ, and now he lives in me. It's a hope of glory. Amen. For in him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then verse 10 says this, for you. Look at your neighbor, say you. Look at the other one, say you, you. And they say you, you, you. Say you, 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 you. You all, amen. It says you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Again, you just say this. You are complete. What do you need? It's not that you have no needs. You have him. You got everything you need. What do you got? What do you want? You got him. You've got everything you want. He will bring to you the things that he wants to bring to you. Just let him do it. Amen? He will bring you two things. He'll take you two places. Just let him do it. It's him and you. Let him lead. Amen? Let him be the one up front. He's the head, right? Not you, not me. We do what he says, and you watch. You watch what happens. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says this, and everything, give thanks. Thank you, Lord. It's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Thank you, Lord, that your provision for my granddaughter will be seen. It will be evident. It will cause people that don't know you to stand in awe and wonder. Folks, I'm prophesying. I'm saying about my daughter, my granddaughter. She will be a light that will draw many to this kingdom because of the awesome works of God, because how he is to his children and to his people, and how much he loves you and how much he desires to display his glory on this planet. Woo, come on. His glory. Wouldn't you just love to see a pillar of fire as you walked out? Not just one, but Lord, all over the place. Wouldn't you just love to see, pillars of fire, the glory of the Lord on the earth because of his people. Praying. Terry and I do some walking around the city, and I've been praying for these churches that the glory of God, the pillar of fire, would be upon each and every one of them, that the Holy Ghost would have his way. Ooh, hallelujah. We ain't seen nothing yet, folks. We haven't seen. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into your heart the things that God has prepared. We haven't seen anything. But he reveals it to us by his Spirit. Let him lead. Amen. Give him thanks. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to sing this last song for you. A lot of you know, how many remember this song, Give Thanks? Give thanks. Give thanks. Hallelujah. Give thanks. Let's all stand. Hallelujah. You know what? I want to thank you for every one of you. I want to thank God for each and every one of you this morning. Thank you for being here. Spend a little time in this song, just giving thanks to the Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.